Let's talk some Steelers football. Welcome back. I'm Jim Rome. We're joined right now by a Pro Bowler, a linebacker for the Steelers, seventh in the league with 13 sacks last year. Also, 4 6 fumbles, fourth among NFL linebackers with 20 sacks in the past 2 years. He was the 30th pick overall in 2017 out of Wisconsin. They open up the season at New England, September 8th. We are joined by TJ Watt. TJ, good to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing really well, man. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
So good to have you. I appreciate you doing it. So last night was a tough night in preseason games because a number of guys went down with injuries. I'm curious, how do you go about approaching those games? Are you able to get the good work done, or is it just about getting through them and getting to the regular season without getting nicked?
To be honest with you, I look forward to them. I look forward to getting out there and having an opportunity to go up against a different team. I know it's different for everybody. Certain people have joint practices. We didn't have one in Pittsburgh this year, so to be able to go up against somebody with a different color jersey on is a great opportunity for me. And obviously last year I wasn't able to do any preseason, so this year I'm excited to be able to play.
I like that. TJ Watt joining us. All right, so you said recently that you love how the defense is playing right now. What have you seen particularly as it relates to the speed that everybody is playing with, and what are you so excited about when it comes to the defense right now?
Yeah, you just said it, the speed. I think compared to last year, this year's defense is just overall a lot more faster. We're a lot quicker. And like I said, football is being a lot more of a speed game. Guys are getting a little bit smaller at positions. And we got a new asset, obviously, in Devin Bush with the 10th overall pick this past year. And he's been able to fly around and clean up a lot of the missed tackles. And if you look back to last year, we had a lot of missed tackles as a unit. And whenever you get guys in the back end and at the second level that can fly around and clean up those missed tackles, you're going to be a lot better of a defense.
TJ Watt joining us. What about you and Bud Dupree? It seems like the two of you have developed a great chemistry since you joined the team. What's it like playing with him, and how would you describe the connection that the two of you have on the field?
Yeah, Bud's a really special player. He's an athletic freak. He can jump high. He can run fast. He can rush the pass. He can drop in coverage. He can do a multitude of things, and we're both really settling into our size. Last year was both of our first times playing him primarily on the right side, me primarily on the left side. And I think that this is going to be a really special year for the both of us. And we're just going to try to meet at the quarterback together as many times as we possibly can this year.
We're talking to TJ Watt. Now, you're coming off a year where you had 13 sacks and 6 forced fumbles. It's one of the best seasons a Steward linebacker's had in a long time. And if we're talking about one of the best seasons for a Steward linebacker, we're talking about one of the best seasons for any linebacker in a long time. What's it mean to you to see your name mentioned with some of the great Steward linebackers of old?
Obviously, it's a great honor to be in the same discussion as those linebackers, but I have a lot to prove, and I'm very hungry to show consistency. I think that's the biggest thing at this level is anyone can go out there and have a good game or a good season. It's a matter of putting them back-to-back and stacking good season on top of good season, showing that you're consistently a good football player.
You know, I get this. I understand that. And I know you're not into individual stats or individual honors. You pointed this out, that the only stat that really matters is that you didn't make the playoffs. So how bad of a taste did that leave in your mouth, and how much does that motivate you for this year?
Yeah, obviously it sucks. We had a two or three weeks longer of an offseason than we had last year. And being at home, watching other people play, specifically my brothers play, obviously it was awesome to watch them play. But I wish we were in the playoffs as the Steelers. So I feel like we definitely have a bad taste in our mouth from last year, and we're going to go out here this year motivated more than ever and just go out here and treat each and every game like it's the biggest game of our lives.
TJ, the other thing is last year you moved from the right side of the defense to the left side. For those who do not know, what is the biggest difference between playing on the left side as opposed to being on the right side?
Yeah, the biggest thing for me from being on the left is being able to see the quarterback. Most of the quarterbacks in the NFL are right-handed quarterbacks, so being able to see their eyes and see where they're looking while they're throwing and being able to see when they're throwing to get my hands up in the passing game or just to be able to diagnose if he's actually handing the ball off or if it's a play-action pass. And then also just from a comfortability standpoint for me, I just feel way more bendy and agile on the left side as opposed to the right.
All right, now you didn't make the postseason last year. There was no playoff run, but you did go to the Pro Bowl, and you talked about how you used it as a chance to learn from other guys and to get better. Who were some of the guys that you talked to, and what was your biggest takeaway from that time?
Yeah, we talked to guys like Von Miller, Dee Ford, and guys like that, just guys that I've watched be able to have great moves. Like Melvin Ingram's got a great spin move. I'm just trying to take away a simple move that I can come back and obviously this OTAs try out more things in this fall camp. I've been able to just try new things and not be afraid to fail, and that's the biggest thing at this level. You just want to find little areas where you can get better. And if you're not going to try new things, then what's the point of even going out there and playing? So I think this time of year, like you said, the preseason is important for me because I want to go out there and try some new moves that I'm not necessarily ready to use for the regular season yet. So that's what I'll be doing this preseason.
Steelers linebacker T.J. Watt joining us. Now, the team's wide receiver coach, Daryl Drake, sadly passed away earlier this month. I know that he was on the other side of the ball, so you might not have had as much interaction with him. But what kind of memories do you have of him, and how has the team gone about supporting each other during this time?
Yeah, it's a very somber time around the facilities. Coach Drake was a huge supporter of all of us in this team, and obviously a phenomenal coach, but a great mentor. He always was so upbeat and positive. I don't think anyone had a bad thing to say about him, and he's very sadly missed. But I feel like his passing has brought not only the receiver group, but this whole team together as a whole, and I feel like overall we have a great sense of purpose and pride in being able to pick each other up in such down moments. So it's definitely brought us together as a unit. With the circumstances, sadly.
T.J. Watt joining us for another moment or two. I mentioned that you played your college ball at Wisconsin. Many know that. Now, my son, T.J., is going to be a freshman there this year. In fact, this weekend, he's going to Madison to start school. We're sending our firstborn to Madison this weekend. I got to ask, what do you remember about your time at Wisconsin? What was it like for you?
That's awesome. It was a phenomenal syllabus week. the Union Terrace is such an awesome place to hang out, especially this time of year. And I just think Madison is such a beautiful time, such a beautiful town, especially in the fall. And it's just such a great town. It's a great college town. I think we'll have a blast and obviously get up to some football games and jump around a little bit.
Yep, that's part of the reason we're sending him there. Now, last month you tweeted, quote, "It is tough to beat a Culver's concrete on a hot summer day. It's a Wisconsin thing." For those who have never had Culver's, what is it and what makes the Culver's concrete so good?
Culver's is custard. I don't know if a lot of people know truly what custard is. It's like ice cream, but it's a lot more buttery and soft. It is so delicious. And then you pair it with a butter burger, which is just a burger just absolutely buttered down with a nice buttered bun as well. And then you get some cheese curds that are just fried cheese balls, and you dip them in marinara or ranch, and you have yourself an absolutely phenomenal meal on a summer day.
It's how'd you go about that when you were there and you were just locked into your grind and you're making good choices both on and off the field? How could you like reconcile that? Was that a cheat day? Was that when you were young? Could you just burn right through that? How did you approach those meals then?
Yeah, when you're younger, you can burn right through it. And when I was younger, I'd always brag to my older brothers that I can still eat this stuff even though they can't when they were in the NFL and I wasn't. But nowadays, you have to build it in because otherwise, you'll get turned away and try to eat it a few times a week, and that's just a big no-no for me.
I love the way you got to build that thing in. Last thought, you know, you mentioned your brothers, and I was not going to, but you did mention them. And there's something about this family. You guys, this is such a determined, motivated, locked-in family. Are you guys wired like this? Was it hammered into you early on? Where does this drive come from?
Yeah, I think our parents really kind of instilled in us the work ethic and being that you can get wherever you want to be. You just have to be able to put in the work and the time to be able to get to the NFL. And I think we did a really good job of taking it one step at a time. We always say growing up, we just really wanted to be varsity football players. And once you get to be a varsity football player, you want to go into college. And then just like that, you take the steps. And now when you're in the NFL, you want to be the best outside linebacker. And you just take those steps. And just being able to take it one step at a time and truly put in the work. And we motivate each other. We're each other's best supporters. So anytime I can sit down on the couch and watch them play, it's the best time for me.
A lot of love. You can see it. A lot of love, a lot of respect. He is an all-time Big Ten player, or all-Big Ten player from Wisconsin, a Pro Bowler last year in the NFL, a linebacker for the Steelers, and they get ready to do it again, starting up against New England on September 8th. TJ, appreciate you and that conversation. Thank you so much. Great to have you back.
Thank you very much. Take care.
You too. That was fun. So impressed. TJ Watt.